The work of a Davenport-based graphic novelist has received national attention. For the second year in a row, Jason Platt has made the Texas Library Association's graphic novel reading list. Jason Platt's second graphic novel follows the same middle school-aged protagonist as his first. He says the plot of Middle School Misadventures, Operation Hat Heist, was inspired by both his son's and his own middle school firsts.
I remember when I was in junior high, something got stolen from me. And I just remember like that feeling of being, why would someone steal something from me? That innocence, you know, kid feeling. I remember when my son was in the eighth grade, he had this favorite hat of his own. It was a baseball cap. And he wore it to school one day. The principal walked into his classroom, tapped him on the shoulder, pointed at the hat and said, "I'd love to have this in my collection." He just got white as a sheet and took his hat off and stuffed it into his backpack. And so those two little elements kind of came together where I thought that it would be fun if Newell, my main character in my book, got his hat stolen.
Platt's book came out in April, right as the pandemic was closing schools. He says he heard from one teacher who was grateful her students had something to keep them reading outside of the classroom.
A teacher sent me some feedback because one of her students read the first book, loved it so much that she bought the student his own copy of the second book. And this is in the very beginning of the whole pandemic. She dropped it off at his house. His mom took pictures of him reading it. And just the smile on his face was just, those type of moments I just never will never forget.
Platt's main character is in middle school, but his target audience is elementary schoolers.
You know, they get to imagine what life will be like in middle school or junior high. Is this what my friends are going to be like? Is this, you know, what, you know, going to my locker in between classes and the cafeteria and all those misadventures of their own?
It's been a while since Platt himself was in middle school, but he says that being a parent keeps him connected to what that time in his life felt like.
I think it's mostly my son. He's in high school now, and that time in his life is still very fresh. When you're a parent, when you have your own kids, you know, you're reflecting on your own life as you're watching your own kids grow. Recounting stories when I was a kid to him is a lot of fun, but seeing what kids are like nowadays, it's fun to see how different they are, but how much they're the same at the same time. It's pretty cool.
As for his next project, Platt can't say anything for sure, but he has a lot of ideas.
Hopefully, with fingers crossed, there will be news in the relatively soon future. But what's a little bit different about these books, one of the things that I always wanted with my series was that there were standalone little adventures. So a kid could pick up book two first and then go to book one and not go in any particular order. So there's tons of little ideas that I have for future misadventures.
The pandemic didn't affect the publication of his latest graphic novel since it was printed before quarantine started shutting down businesses. He had to cancel speaking engagements, and physical bookstores aren't as busy as they once were. But Platt says there is a silver lining.
What's really great about reading books in general is that, you know, you can be in your home, you can be in your living room, on your front porch, or wherever you may be, and you can dive into this new world and have a ton of fun. So it's been great in that aspect that it makes me happy to know that a book like mine can help children escape the new normal.
I'm Mariana Bacayao.